Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, July 11th. It's just after 10 a.m., and we got to see the debut of the number one overall pick earlier this week in A.J. DeBonsa, the monster out of BYU. And now you guys see why I was losing my mind when Washington won the draft lottery. Thank you to John Wall. Thank you to all the mothers out there that allowed their kids to watch the lottery on Mother's Day. The Mother's Day miracle changed the history and the future of this franchise. The number one overall pick, A.J. DeBonsa, showing everybody in his summer league debut he is franchise-changing talent. And expectations are going to continue to grow for this team, and we'll talk about expectations later. But right now, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. What do you want to see from A.J. DeBonsa in his rookie season? Do you want to see more of him in summer league? I would be fine with shutting it down and not playing him again. I kind of think he needs some more game time, though, the more I think about it, because he did have that, like, a little bit of cramping issue late, so I'd like to see him, you know, rest and then get back to it, because the NBA season's so much longer than a college season. Even if you make it all the way to, you know, the finals, you're playing, what, 39 games compared to 82? So his body's going to need to get used to a pattern of play, rest, recover, play, rest, recover. So if we see him again in summer league, that's fine. If they decide to shut him down, that's fine with me also, because that was an unbelievable and unreal debut for the number one overall pick. And you could tell me he was outshined by Caleb Wilson last night or Cam Boozer. I don't want to have that conversation. I don't care. I didn't want to ever have the conversation about the number one overall pick because there was no debate in my mind. The guy who has the brightest future is A.J. DeBonsa, and he showed that full display against the Utah Jazz in just one quarter. One quarter was enough. And I heard some people talk about this earlier this week. I felt the exact same way. That first quarter was like Jaden Daniels' first quarter of preseason. There's just sometimes, you know, when you watch some guy, you can see that potentially he's better than everybody else on the court. And that's what I saw in A.J. DeBonsa. Oh my goodness, how cool was that rim-rattling dunk or the reverse layup? Or the one in the second half where he went up and under around three guys. Or the and-one fadeaway that he knocked down. Throughout the entire game, he was unguardable. And he was so good in one performance, in one summer league game, that the man has haters already. Don't check social media. The man has haters already. People mad thinking he was foul baiting. No, the man was getting hacked. He was getting fouled. It's just easy for him at 6'9", with basically a 7-foot wingspan and the body strength to handle himself when he gets pushed around, to draw fouls over and over and over again. And I think he's going to do that throughout the season. And he's talked about this in the past in interviews. He looks up to SGA and his ability to get to the free throw line. It helps you win games. He looks up to Tracy McGrady and his ability to get to his spot in the mid-range. And that was on display against the Jazz. And he really did look like the combination of everybody that he wants to be. He's talked about LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Tracy McGrady. It looked like all three of those guys mixed in one. And this is why I've been overhyping this, because I think it's been underhyped. This guy is going to change Wizards basketball forever. Forever. I'm so glad we won the lottery. Thank you, John Wall. Thank you to all the mothers. That Mother's Day miracle changed Wizards basketball forever. This man's going to be so much fun to watch. And he's going to have fans from the East Coast to the West Coast. He's going to have fans around the globe because he's that kind of a talent. He will fill seats. He will win games. He will help his teammates. It felt like everybody on the court was better when A.J. DeBonsa was on the court. It was the intensity that he brought. And all the discussions during the draft process, people telling me Darren Peterson's way better of a defender. All A.J. had to do was lock in. All he had to do was lock in a little bit on the defensive end. Cannot wait to see him improve on the defensive end throughout the season. The offensive game, oh my goodness, there's so much of his game that's already polished. His ability to back down a defender and spin off them, he can get that shot the shot that somebody could argue, yeah, he only shot 35% in the game. He can get that shot whenever he wants, though. He can get that shot whenever he wants, and I believe he will end up shooting about 55% from that spot during the course of his career because he's that talented. The three-point shooting, he's talked about this. He needs to improve on that. I love how every shot was short. It's not like it was off. It's not like he was really off balance and, you know, airballing or bricking. Just was coming up short. And that's also great to see that he wasn't perfect, right? And that he showed an amazing game, tying Blake Griffin's Summer League, you know, debut record of 27 points. And yet, there's a lot of things that he can clean up and a lot of things that he can work on and a lot of things that he can improve on with proper coaching with the Wizards this season. So, I was blown away by that. I was in Wizards heaven watching that game. I know EB was talking about this on the Junkies. I was the exact same way. I watched the entire pregame show, both on Monumental, then on ESPN. On ESPN, they were hyping it up like it was Larry Bird against Magic Johnson. And then A.J. DeBonsa dominated, and it felt like Darren Peterson had 100 turnovers. And I don't want to make this anything negative on Peterson because I think all four of the first four draft picks are going to be great. I just think we got one that's above the rest. We got a guy that's going to be unbelievable and so much fun to watch. And if you watched that game and you weren't super excited, I don't know what to tell you. Because it wasn't just the AJ show. Trey Johnson at times looked unguardable. He was so fast out there on the court. Looked like he could get a step-back three-point shot whenever he wanted or a mid-range jump shot whenever he wanted. And I also started to grow thinking like, hey, maybe he could be our backup point guard. I liked how he was able to draw double teams and get attention and then find open shooters in the game. Will Riley's growing. He had a clutch three in that game. Love to see that. His mid-range is money. So that was three guys that looked really good. Jameer Watkins defensively getting 8-9 fouls called on him, but just in the grill of Darren Peterson. And once again, this front office deserves a lot of credit. They put together a roster where everybody is going to compete for playing time, for minutes, and everybody's going to grow and improve because of that. Because these practices are probably hard, the summer league's going to be hard, and they're just going to get better and better. And my expectations are the same. 41 wins. I need this team to be 500 or above. 500 is a success. I'm telling you guys, expectations in this fan base are going to grow the more we see A.J. DeBonsa, the more we see this team come together and guys like Trae Young and maybe even Anthony Davis on the court all together. And I'm feeling more and more confident that it will be a successful season, and I'd love a playoff appearance. But I'm sticking with my expectations being 500 or above. That would be a success. Anything below would be a failure. Cannot wait. Excited to see Trae Young get his revenge this season, telling everyone we're going to get the best version of him. I believe him. I believe him because I think all he wants to do is work and get better and have this second chapter of his career. Because if he didn't write this second chapter, it would change his legacy completely. So we've got guys that are on what I've said, rehabilitation programs. Trae Young and Anthony Davis, they want to rehab their image. They need to play well in a Wizards uniform. And you've brought in some veterans like DeAndre Ayton, Chris Middleton, to take some of the pressure off of this number one overall pick. A.J. DeBonsa is just going to have a monster rookie season. Cannot wait to get my merchandise, to get to Capital One Arena, to see him live in action. The Wiz kids are back. That's what happens when you successfully tank. When you win the tankathon, you get the number one overall pick. I had people chirping at me, would you trade Anthony Davis? What if you got future first-round picks? I don't need any more future picks. We got the one pick, the number one overall pick, and a guy that I think will be the number one player in the NBA in the next 5 or 6 years. That's how talented he is. And if you disagree, I don't think you watched that summer league game, or I don't think you've seen enough of him in college. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. What up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, live and local on a Saturday, July 11th. Watching that summer league debut of A.J. DeBonsa the other night in front of a packed crowd that had Cooper Flagg, Trae Young, Anthony Davis, so many celebrities there in the building to see the number one overall pick against the number two overall pick. And I just, I had so much fun watching that game. I just almost can't even put it into words. I was loving it. I was sitting there basically just eating popcorn, loving the AJ show from the opening moment of the game to the final whistle when he didn't even play in the final seconds and we got the win. Like, just had such a blast watching AJ. So many, you know, visions of what the future of Washington can be with him leading the way. I mean, he just looked like a guy that's going to keep getting better and better and better, but can already do so much good on the basketball court. We've done a great job to take pressure off him by putting talented players around him. But I think he has a chance to take over this city, kind of like how Jaden Daniels did his rookie year. When you can score like that and simply just put the ball in the bucket, and he will probably average more than 21 points per game like Cooper Flagg did his rookie year, it's just going to get eyeballs. And around the country, people are going to start paying attention. I cannot wait to go to a Wizards game at Cap One Arena this season. If you want to chime in, what'd you see from AJ Nabonsa in his summer league debut? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
What's up, AWOD? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You may remember there was a player on the Bullets back in the day. I believe his name was AJ English, or a lot of jump shots. I think AJ is going to be awesome. I'm ecstatic the fact that we did not pick Peterson. I think he's going to be good, but nowhere close as good as AJ. But my biggest kind of concern is this. I mean, the Wizards' defense was atrocious last year. I think probably 125 points a game on average. Historically, we have not been a good defensive team. Trae Young is not considered a good defender. I hope he revamps his career in terms of his, you know, ability to play defense. And, Atlanta got better without him. I think the key to this season, other than AJ, is Anthony Davis coming and playing in a full season because he's such a great defender. And my last thing is, just an off the side note here, the Caps have some of the best announcing crews in the business. I don't understand why I have to listen to Drew Gooden for another year. Anyway, I appreciate your time, everyone.
Thanks for chiming in, Mike. I appreciate you calling. Look, I agree the defense has been awful the last few years. The good thing is the entire league sucks at playing defense. So I think that is a small adjustment that we can make moving forward here. Really, I think the defense would be better if we were trying to win games more. I think that's really a big part of this, that people don't fully understand how much the tank was on to try to lose 65 games and only get 17 wins. I think our record would have been more towards the 28-30 win mark if we had tried. Got to get better defensively. I agree with that. Anthony Davis is a good defender. I think Alex Sarr is a good defender. I think Bilal Coulibaly is a good defender. We need more of those. I think AJ's shown that if he wants to, he can be a good defender. But this is going to be an exciting season, not because the team's going to struggle defensively. It's because of how many different scorers that they are going to have. And Trae Young is going to be very interesting this season. I am taking him at his word. I'm believing in him. We're going to get the best version of him. I believe in this front office, and they've proven that I think we should believe in them. And they handpicked Trae Young. So if anybody believes in Trae Young to work, it's Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. Like, they went out and got him on purpose. So I just kind of hate why people are saying, oh, Atlanta was better without him. I mean, come on now. Let's see what happens here, because for a long time, Atlanta was nothing without Mr. Trae Young leading them to victories and to success in the postseason. All right, they might have had a better half a season without him. I think there was a lot of other things at stake, like the fact that he wasn't playing for most of the season this year. So, I mean, you could have concerns about Trae Young. You could have concerns about the defense for Washington. Baby steps. I don't think we're going to win the championship this year if we end up getting knocked in the first round of the postseason because the defense is bad. That's fine. My expectations are to win 41 or more games. We need to make that leap to 500 this season, and I believe we can. Let's go to PJ in Reston. PJ, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey there. Yeah, he's going to be really good just right away, which is awesome to see. And I kind of figured. I mean, he was so good last year at BYU. And I'm with you. I want to see him play more summer league, but not too much more, because you know, the risk of injury is not worth whatever little bit of gains you make in summer league. The gains are really going to come in the practices and all of that. I see a lot of Tracy McGrady in him. I don't really see the LeBron James or Kevin Durant too much. The LeBron James, I mean, LeBron James is probably the greatest player that's ever played. He's definitely the most skilled player to play. If AJ can start passing like LeBron James, oh my God, like, can you just imagine that? But yeah, I don't. So the things I want to see him work on is the defense and the passing. Not that he's not a good passer, but if he can elevate that. And yeah. I would like to see him kind of develop into kind of like a prime Paul George. Paul George, when he was in his prime, was one of the most underrated great players that you've ever seen. He played good defense and just like a very special player. I think AJ's floor I think he's going to be at least as good as like a Jaylen Brown. And considering how good Jaylen Brown is, I think he's every bit as good as Tatum, a little different player. I think he's good. But yeah, that's what I want to see. And also from the Wizards coach, I'm not saying Keith is a great coach or a bad coach or in between coach. The jury's out. What I want to see is this year, I want to see him develop the team with some defense. And if not, then we would need a new coach. For the defense, I understand we were tanking, but the defense sense was so bad. Like, it bums me out that they let Bam Adebayo score 83 points and mess up the 81 point that Kobe had, which I think is more impressive than Wilt's 100.
Great point, Preston. PJ, that pissed me off. You're so right about that. Yeah. Bam has a record on Washington. It sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. And look, I will say this is. My initial comps for AJ were always Tracy McGrady. I see so much Tracy McGrady. The LeBron stuff hopefully will come when we start to see him get some breakout opportunities in the fast break. Like when he ripped that steal in the first quarter, if he had gotten that, that was the chance to see LeBron James in him because I do think he can jump out of the gym. The Kevin Durant comparison, it's just his ability to knock down the mid-range jump shot and get to his spot. And that might honestly be more Tracy McGrady than Kevin Durant because he likes the fadeaway. He likes to spin off the defender and knock that down. But it's hard to comp him to anybody because he does a little bit of everything. I've seen people running with Len Bias and having fun with that. But the pressure that he puts on the rim, it meets what all the greats did. It meets what all the greats, the pressure that he puts on the rim to not settle for an outside shot, to take a double team and spin off them to try to get your shot in the corner. The pressure that he puts on the rim is just going to be so much fun to watch game in and game out. And he's already got haters out there that believe he's foul bait. No, he was getting hacked. He deserved all the free throws that he got in that game. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We've got some great calls today. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. We're halfway through a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. It's AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan. I'm so jealous of all the kids growing up in the nation's capital. They're going to get to watch James Wood probably enter his prime and have success, and then Jaden Daniels, and they get one more year of Ovi, and then they get AJ. I mean, all four DC sports teams are kind of set up for a little bit more success over the next few seasons here. It's crazy. We were at rock bottom, 3 years ago, 2023, right before the Jaden draft with Wizards no playoffs, Caps no playoffs, Nats no playoffs, Wiz no playoffs. The future's looking pretty bright for all four DC sports teams. I know I'm fired up. I know, but talking to my friends, it's just like it's such a cool moment here because it feels like there's optimism for legit all four of our sports. Optimism, positivity. It's nice to have. Now, for the Wizards, I know expectations are going to continue to grow. Like, you're going to hear people as we get closer to the season start talking about playoffs and six seed and maybe winning a playoff series. I'm keeping the expectations the same. 500 or above is a success. Anything below is a failure. You guys want Brian Keefe? I do. I need him to win 500. I need him to get to 500. And he deserves this opportunity, and I will continue to say that because it's his player development that's gotten to this part here. It's gotten us to this moment here. We would not be here if Bilal Coulibaly had been a failure and Trey Johnson had done nothing and Will Riley and Keyshawn George and Bub Carrington were just late picks. We needed to have all of the talent that we have to get to this moment here where we can take our expectations, push things forward, and try to get to 500. And I truly believe that that can happen, teaming up from 17-65 to 41-41. And believe me, you're going to have guys tell you the expectations are even higher than that because things are growing with every time people see A.J. Tabansa out there on the court. But Trae Young had his introductory press conference, and he was asked about why Washington, D.C., and wanted to take a listen to Trae Young at the podium yesterday with Will Dawkins. And it was kind of nice to have him reintroduced to the fan base because he didn't really play much for us last year, but he's going to be a big part of the team if he can stay healthy this season. Here's Trae Young at his intro press conference earlier yesterday.
I mean, for me, I'm a people's person. Like, I think for me, like, to be the best version of yourself, you got to be in the most comfortable spot for yourself. Surround yourself with the right people and the right things. And for me, just being around here, the few months that I was after I got traded, like, it just felt like this could be my next home. And that's why I'm here. And I mean, that's why I also, when I heard there was a chance that I could come here, I was super excited that possibility. So for me, it's all about being comfortable where you're at, because when you're comfortable, you're allowed to perform at your best and be your best version of yourself. So that's what I want to do.
Speaking of being the best version of yourself, you also tweeted out that DC was going to get the best version of you. So what's the next step for Trae Young?
You just got to see as we play. You got to see as we go along with the games. Obviously, the games will do the most of the talking. So for me, just continuing to work. I mean, these young guys work. Like, that's the best part about being around this team. These past few months is just like, you just know you're going to get guys that are going to push themselves to be the best version of themselves. And I mean, Will has said it, like, that's the reason why they went and got guys like me, AD, because those young guys have shown that they're ready to make that next step. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Really like to hear from Trae Young there. And look, Trae Young has millions of haters. He does. He was the villain of New York City a few years ago. I will not be one of them. And I don't think anybody that claims to be a Wizards fan should be a hater of Trae Young. He wanted to be here. Listen to his words. He's serious. He's honest. He wanted to be here. We wanted him here. The front office did. Now, I will admit, and I'll tell everyone, initially when there was rumors, I didn't want him. Why? Because I wanted the number one overall pick. We got both. The only reason I didn't want to trade for Trae Young was because I thought we'd have to give up the draft pick this year. We got both. And then we got Anthony Davis. Trae Young's got haters. I'm not going to be one of them. I love the fact that he has this chance, this opportunity to kind of rewrite his career and kind of change everybody's minds about the player that he is. Can he stay healthy? And here's the thing about Trae Young is, what do we know that he can do? He can get a ton of assists, and he can score a lot of points, and he can knock down the three ball lights out. And so whether he's more on ball or off ball, that's a conversation for the coaching staff. I think Trae Young can spot up and knock down three-pointer after three-pointer if Anthony Davis or A.J. Tabansa are dealing with double teams. In the starting lineup next to Trae Young, I need it to be Bilal Coulibaly. And it feels like Bilal is being slept on by this Wizards fan base. Everybody's overlooking him because of the success that Keyshawn George had, and that's fine. But Bilal Coulibaly was the first draft pick of Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, and I've been telling everyone, we're going to find out by the end of this summer if they believe in him. If they don't, they will trade him. This is the right opportunity to move on from Bilal Coulibaly if you don't have him in your future. If you do, you're going to start him in the lineup next season. And I believe he'll be a starter because he's been a starter when he's healthy over the last 2 years. He is probably our best on-ball defender that we have right now. And I see a young OG Anunoby in Bilal where the offensive game, it's like inside of him, and he just needs the confidence to go out there and do it every day. But he has done it every day defensively. That's why he has to start, in my mind, next to Trae. Then you got AJ and AD and Alex Saar. And I could continue to talk about A.J. DeBonta, and his ability to put pressure on the rim is just going to be so nice this season for Washington. Because we will have shooters. Trae Young to Trey Johnson to Bub Carrington to Will Riley to Keyshawn George. But A.J. is going to be the guy that night in and night out will draw fouls with just his ability to get into the paint. And my favorite thing about him is if you cut him off, he's got this smooth turnaround jump shot that he can knock down at 50% rate. That's why I think he's going to score so much his rookie season in the NBA. Anthony Davis down low with Alex Saar. Anthony Davis loves to be the four, doesn't want to be the five. Let Saar play that role. Off the bench, we've got weapons and a backup backcourt and Bub Carrington and Trey Johnson, and I was just super impressed with Trey Johnson. And if you've listened to me, I've been saying this is his opportunity in Summer League to go out there and shoot 20 shots a game and try to get 7 or 8 assists. And I don't care if you have 8 or 9 turnovers. Be the ball dominant backup guard that this team is going to need next season. Same with Will Riley. Go out there and use this Summer League to your advantage. And just try to get off a ton of shots within the flow of the offense. Love those two guys off the bench together. And then Keyshawn George. And my reason to start Bilal Coulibaly and leave Keyshawn George off the bench is that I think he proved this past year, and Wizards fans are really excited about him, is that he can run a rotation, whether that's the starting lineup or the backup unit. He can be your point forward. He can run the offense. I want him to run the second unit. And we've seen so many good teams have a playmaker off the bench that runs the second unit and gets them back into games. And that can be Keyshawn George for Washington with DeAndre Ayton as the backup center. If he was the starting center, I'd be livid. As the backup center, I think that's above average. Champagne, Chris Middleton, Jameer Watkins, Juju Reese, extra players for the practice court, and possibly for game situations as well. Chris Middleton did not come back here to play every single night and be a big part of this team. He came back here to make a decent salary and be a great veteran, and they wanted him here because they liked his veteran presence. And everything that I heard from last season was Chris Middleton was the great veteran. C.J. McCollum was shooting too many shots in my mind. So you bring back the guy that was a good leader, a good veteran to have in the building. And that right there is a lineup that I absolutely believe can win 41 games and more. And expectations are going to grow as more and more people see A.J. DeBonta. But 500 is success. Anything below is a failure, and I'm sticking with that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067 has the potential for a very exciting basketball season in the nation's capital with Trae Young, Anthony Davis, Alex Saar, Bub Carrington, Trey Johnson, and A.J. DeBonta. It's AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. Time to get up and Adam here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning commute here on a Saturday, July 11th in the nation's capital, just after 10:45 this morning. And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free, AUDACY. AUDACY gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And that's where you can hear me Monday through Friday in Richmond, Virginia. Just search 910 The Fan. I'll be talking all things Wizards basketball throughout the season. Right now, I wanted to focus in on what A.J. DeBonta can do to take over the city as a rookie like Jaden Daniels did. Would it be possible for A.J. to be as popular as JD5 has become already? And I think the answer is yes, and here's why. Number one, basketball simply gives you more opportunities. The NFL, it's 16 weeks, and it's incredible. And it feels like every week all I do is wait and wait and wait till Sunday. And then it consumes my entire day. But in the NBA, he will have 82 opportunities. You will have 41 chances to see him in person. And really, I just think there's chances for more moments and bigger highlights than Jaden Daniels, as his rookie year was incredible, right? And it was highlighted by the Hail Mary. But A.J. DeBosa is going to have opportunity after opportunity to have highlight dunks, to be on SportsCenter, to be the number one player of the rookies in his class. And D.C. is such a basketball town. It's a sleeping giant of basketball fans. People want to see greatness. A.J. is great. Now, I don't think he can overtake Jaden Daniels, but I do think by the end of his rookie season, they could be kind of like neck and neck in terms of popularity, because basketball gives you so many chances, and we already had just a summer league debut. And I really do think it was similar to Jaden Daniels' preseason game against the Jets. It was like that one pass, I think it was to De'Ami Brown down the sidelines. It was his one dunk in the first quarter. That's all most of us needed to see to have a reason to buy tickets, to buy merchandise, to get excited about the future of Wizards basketball. That's how talented he is, and that's how good he can be. I think he has a chance to just take over this city. People are starving for a basketball team to have success. And part of it's like the ultimate combination of we got the number one overall pick. We're going from a team that won 17 overall games last year. How many damn games did we win at home last year? Right? Of our home games last season, Washington won 11. So we've seen 11 victories. AJ is going to come in. He could have 11 home victories by the midway point of the season. That's going to lead to so much excitement within this fan base. He's going to get the national attention. He's going to get the national attention over and over again. I cannot wait to see how this plays out. I am such a fan already. If you've been listening to this show, you know he's the guy I wanted for more than a year. When VCU went to Denver and lost to BYU, I spoke with several BYU reporters, and they were like, yeah, this team's good. Wait till we get this kid, A.J. DeBosa, next season. So I started watching film on an 18-year-old that went to Utah Prep, and I was blown away by him. This kid chose BYU? How much you paying him? There's no way he chose BYU over Kentucky, Duke, UNC. Yeah, he did. And throughout the season, I watched him lead college basketball in scoring. And that's why I kept telling people, he puts the ball in the basket. That fills arenas. That fills seats. His ability to score is going to be so much fun to watch. So much fun to watch. I think he's going to take over this town. I cannot wait. It's crazy to compare him with Jaden Daniels because of the success he's had. And I don't even think A.J. DeBosa would need to lead Washington to the conference championship his rookie season. But if he is the rookie of the year, if he's in the Rising Stars Challenge or even the All-Star Game, if he is one of the leading scorers of all the rookies, this town is going to fall in love with him, be obsessed with him. He comes from great parents. I loved hearing his dad on several interviews. He's been raised well. He's got incredible work ethic. He reminds me of Jaden Daniels, right? The interviews where he said, yeah, I skipped prom because I wanted to. We talked about how he wanted to work out and get better. He gave up on chasing girlfriends because he wanted to get better. All these things that have made Jaden Daniels so good and have such a great spot in our hearts, I think we're going to all feel that way about AJ throughout this season. He's just going to take over the nation's capital, a city that I believe has been starving for basketball success. I think of John Wall's big shot over the Celtics to force the game 7, Gilbert Arenas' Hibachi's heating up. AJ has a chance to just be so much more influential and impactful than those two guys. And they were incredible, and John Wall means so much to this city. And I love how he's back to kind of mentor AJ a little bit as well, as they got together for John Wall's basketball court unveiling a few weeks ago. The future is very bright for all four D.C. sports teams, and I cannot wait to go to a Wizards basketball game in Capital One Arena. It's been a long time since I've said that. I'm so locked in on all things Wizards now, and I truly believe in Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, and I'm going to tell everybody, as I continue to say, by the end of this season, they will get national headlines and attention, and they will be in conversations for executive and GM of the year. I'm bringing it to you guys before all of that because I see the vision. I've watched the moves they've made. They turned a roster full of pennies into a dollar. We had Isaiah Todd, Johnny Davis, Bradley Beal, a bunch of nobodies, and now we have a legit starting five that can compete with good teams in the Eastern Conference and a full roster of 10 to 14 guys that can also compete at the NBA level. And they're all hungry, too. We've done such a great job of putting together a mix of veteran leadership and guys that are starving to have their name called. Guys that want the big moment, that want the ball, right? Will Riley's going to want the ball with the game on the line. Problem is, so is Trey Johnson, so is Keyshawn George, so is AJ, so is Trey Young. We've got problems. They're good problems for the first time in a long time. You could argue about the starting five. That's the first time we could argue about the starting five in a long time. You could argue about the sixth man. It's the first time that that's meant something in a while. The future of Wizards basketball is so bright. I'm so excited. This is the number one overall pick that I wanted, and just in one summer league game, he blew me away. I was in Wizards heaven watching that game play out. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Jay tweeted me these listening. Same with George and Lifewave. Always appreciate you guys hitting me up on Twitter. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067 or tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio at 106.7 The Fan. We are 18 days away from Commanders training camp. We've talked about the summer of soccer, my excitement for the Washington Wizards, but the Commanders are the number one thing. The NFL is king. And I've got my training camp guide for what fans should be looking out for. And what concerns do you guys have for Jaden Daniels entering in year three outside of injury concerns? Outside of an injury, what have you seen from Jaden Daniels that might give you concern? Or what gives you calm about him having a much more productive season this upcoming year? It's AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. All things Commanders on AWOD Radio.